A recent conference in Fairbanks examined the problem of invasive species in Alaska. The event was intended to help the public understand the problem and why they should be concerned about it. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
An invasive species is a type of plant or animal that moves in and crowds out native species. It's not just a nuisance, it's a serious and growing problem that affects our lifestyles and economy. Invasive species in Alaska threaten hunting and fishing and industries such as agriculture and forestry. Michelle Hebert, the conference coordinator, says experts at the conference will focus much attention on some of the most troublesome invasive species, those that take root in fresh water.
Probably the ones we are most concerned are the ones that are really well adapted to aquatic situations and can affect spawning grounds of fish, and there's been a lot of examples of that. Even in Anchorage, we started to get purple loosestrife into some of our aquatic zones, and that plant's been known to just fill in whole areas of stream beds where fish spawn.
Hebert is an agriculture and horticulture agent with the UAF Cooperative Extension Service, one of the event's sponsors. She says invasive species can make their way into Alaska in unusual ways, like one problem that cropped up along the Iditarod Trail.
They used hay and straw along the Iditarod that was contaminated with some invasive weeds. These plants are beginning to pop up in villages, and people are calling us saying, what are these plants? And, of course, some of them can be damaging to the ecosystem and affect biodiversity out in the community. So we provide information on how to get rid of those when they show up. And we're trying to develop a weed-free certified program so that the only kind of straw and hay that's used for dog bedding along the Iditarod is clean from those type of invasive weed seeds.
In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.